Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Parker. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Storm Davis. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The catcher, Brian Harper. Batting eighth. The DH, Gene Larkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden strikes out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to second. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parker strikes out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach scores. Phillips moves to third. It's 2-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Weiss moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti hits a line drive towards first. McGuire reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bush takes first base on ball four. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Bush. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Phillips applying the tag. Two outs. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 1 in the game. Parker strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larkin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a pop-up into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin moves to second. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Gladden is 0 for 1 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Larkin moves to third. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larkin scores. Backman moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Backman moves to third. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Backman scores. Puckett scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's 3-2, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bush strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Harper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach strikes out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman misplays the ball. That's an error on Backman. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a pop-up into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Harper reaches second base with a double. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. Harper moves to third. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 0-for-2 in the game. Gladden hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henderson strikes out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker is 0-for-2 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Parker reaches second base with a double. Lansford scores. Canseco goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinbach for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and 0 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Weiss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a line drive into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Lansford. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Lansford steals second. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gary Wayne now pitching. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Drummond now pitching. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Canseco. The throw from Harper and he is safe. Canseco steals second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-3 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Puckett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Puckett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Weiss hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bush. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Henderson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a pop-up beyond short. Weiss can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Brian Harper is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harper hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. John Moses pinch runs for Brian Harper. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Lenny Webster now catching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lansford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. There goes Lansford. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Parker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parker is walked intentionally. Mike Cook now pitching. Lance Blankenship pinch runs for Dave Parker. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Blankenship moves to second. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Maguire hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Steinbach hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Lance Blankenship now playing right field. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Al Newman pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento pinch hits for Dan Gladden. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento hits a line drive into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Minnesota Twins, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.